Boz. Good opening. Pocket in a pocket. It's really, got a pocket pocket.
It really is. And I was like, what the fuck? It's a pocket in a pocket. That's kind of awesome, actually. Because this one zips.
It's like the fifth pocket on jeans. Ooh. It's like a shirt's version of the fifth pocket.
Yeah, it really is.
Pocket a pocket.
But that was actually meant for a lighter. On Zippo.
Yeah, I think so. I use it for quarters. For Aldi's. Because you have to put a quarter in Aldi's for their cart.
Time to get your fix. It's a horrible gaming podcast. It's not good, it's not great. Horrible gaming podcast. It's not even what you would call fair. It's really not that good. Horrible gaming podcast.
Hello, my name is Zach Rye with Old Man Gaming. You, dear listener, for whatever reason, have chosen to listen to another horrible gaming podcast. But I am not alone. Usually I am never alone. Today we've got a special guest. If you watch Old Man General Manager, OMGM, you will know him from there. Grandpa Gamer, say hello, sir.
Hello. And you should be watching OMGM.
You should. It's a lot of fun.
For me. Oh, by the way, what do you think of this?
What?
OMGM. It's in the age.
I like that. I like that because it also capitalizes on the fact that nobody's old enough to remember the EA It's in the Game stuff.
Probably not.
So, like, you're doubling up on it. So Neil has his his annual Super Bowl party this Sunday. So,
which also, like wrestling, is rigged.
He took the day off. So I just figured we'd do a short show today and we do a Grandpa Gamer because there have been news about 2K24.
Tons of news.
Yes, and he is my partner in crime on the GM podcast. And let's face it, Neil does not care one whit about wrestling.
I would like to say you're my partner in crime for the OMGM, but it's actually Shark Boy.
Okay. I was about to say, I set it up. I do all the recording, I do all the editing, but I'm your partner.
Shark Boy does the winning.
Shark Boy does do the winning. What if I can't get a Shark Boy when we switch to 2024?
I'd be fucking pissed.
It'd be depressing. Or a Shark Boy that's not like Stone Cold.
I will just take Stone Cold.
I just want that same guy to make Shark Boy again.
I know, you need to remember who did that.
I need to look it up. Okay, so...
And for all of you out there who are watching currently, I want you to know that my shirt pocket has a pocket.
You got a double pocket?
I've never seen that.
You pocket in a pocket?
You pocket in a pocket. Rocking the pocket in the pocket.
All right, so...
weirdly awesome.
There you guys go. We're going to do fan interaction since there was only one fan interaction, and then we'll get into our talking point. We're just going to break down the news for 2K24. We're going to specifically stick mostly to the GM mode because that's what we're interested in. And, that'll be it. We'll be right back with fan interaction.
And words.
And yes, words. We're going to have nothing but words. If you don't like words, just stop listening.
Horrible Gaming Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to our first segment, our most important segment, that's Fan Interaction. That's where we, the co-hosts, talk to you guys, the fans. We read out your comments in all the places. And then, we riff on them. Now, I'm really confused because...
You got any milk? You got a cookie notice down there. So, if the cookies are coming, I would like to have some milk with those.
Grandpa Gamer, ladies and gentlemen. Grandpa Gamer. I am very weirded out by this because usually Jason posts like 1,000 comments and I could have swore that he posted some comments. So Jason, the way it is right now, there is only William Holman's comment on the last podcast. If for some reason you commented and it wasn't represented, post it in Discord and I will get to them next week. But right now, that's the only one showing. If you didn't comment, no problem. Not upset. I could have swore you did. So I'm very confused. But we will read William Owen's comment, which is, "Hi! Exclamation point. Welcome back, Neil." Apropos, since he's not on this show.
He only used one exclamation point.
He only uses... Yeah, he's got the punctuation down.
No. That gets nothing across.
You guys should have text conversations with him. It is just exclamation points and emotes and like a couple of words in there. high exclamation point. Welcome back, Neil. I won't blame you for not watching the presentation. That's what we should all do. Understanding news segment. Outstanding news segment. Thanks for the show. Hashtag don't spoil 1976 movies. So he's referring to the fact that last week on the show we covered the Sony State of Play.
Yeah, which Johnny actually updated me on the be doing a whole bunch of other things. A myriad of things for Xbox.
Yes. Yeah. They did
Xbox getting out of the console wars and just
They're talking about that, yeah. I mean, that's where they're going anyway.
What's
going
to be great, though, is that the fact that they may end up doing that, and Sony will have, you know, you'll have access to Game Pass, and they still won't have their cross-progression.
Right. They, look, I've said this for a long time. I think that Xbox's goal was always Game Pass everywhere.
It really...
And I think Sony blocked them, and that's why they just started acquiring companies like it was their job. And now that they've acquired so many companies that Sony can't say no, I think they're going to go back to them and be like, hey, we've got Activision. You want to rethink the Game Pass thing?
Yeah, but I love my Xbox.
Look,
I like the controller. I like the bulkiness. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the old N64 controller.
I don't disagree. I think the control, the Xbox controller, way superior to the PlayStation controller.
Except I
don't at me.
Never got to experience the hap feedback thing, which I guess they don't really have in any games anyway.
Yeah,
so.
But I don't. Yeah, exactly. Like I don't. It's in Skull and Bones.
Oh, is it?
Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones has lost their goddamn mind. But well, I'll talk about that as our newsy segment because I don't really have a lot of newsy segments today. But we were talking about that presentation. We were also talking, Neil was spoiling Rocky for his wife, and I was like, don't spoil it! Like, he was explaining basically the ending to her on camera.
Why?
We were in the basement, he was wearing a hoodie, see? He was wearing a hoodie, you can see in the picture.
Oh, okay.
And he started going, Adrian! And I was like, Adrian, and she heard. And from off camera, she was like, what is going on? And he was like, it's the end of the movie, we're like... It's supposed to be sweet, and he starts... I'm like, don't spoil it!
Yeah, but that's like the end of all of them, so...
That's true.
Except for...
It's like, you've spoiled seven versions of movies. Yeah, that's true. And then, in the last Creed one, he just walks off into the desert.
No, I don't even count Creed as part of Rocky. I mean, what? I know it is.
What?! How do you not?
No spoilers.
How do you not consider Creed and Creed 2 part of Rocky?
It's an offshoot, because to me it's not about Rock. It's about Creed.
But it's about Rock.
I know. I do some heavy shit in that one.
I must say, you need to watch that. You need to watch that.
Like,
he, like, fights cancer in one of them.
Yes, he does, but he's not punching it. He should have been.
If he's not punching it, you don't want to.
He's not punching it. It's not about him.
But that's what we were talking about. Yeah, the Sony thing... And the Xbox thing. What's funny to me is everybody's like, should we even have Xboxes? What's the point of having them? And I was like, well, I'll tell you this. Phil Spencer does not give a shit if you have an Xbox or not. He cares if you have Game Pass. That's what he cares about. He doesn't care if you got one of their...
That depends on the price.
...consoles.
Don't jerk it up.
I think they just put out consoles to keep up with the Jones so that they can say they're a console company. Because I think they just make all their money off Game Pass. I don't think they even give a shit about
it. Don't get me wrong. I am excited to still be able to be on console. I mean, I like PC, but I like console too. I just love the simplicity and blah, blah, blah. And it's nice if it'll be funneled all into one.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have the whole, you know, this is on Xbox, this is on PlayStation. That'd be nice to have simpatico.
Yeah, well, here's my thing too. Everybody's like, the exclusives where it matters. Man, I hate exclusives. Can I tell you one of the worst parts of playing on PC? Is that when you guys get into a game that doesn't have crossplay, we can't play together. Like, and it's like, so, like I want all games to be playable with everybody. Because then anybody can play them ever. I don't want my PlayStation friends to be excluded from good games.
And I hope that they keep that together. Because honestly, a console is just a cheaper version of a gaming PC. If you can't afford a gaming PC...
It has been for a while.
Yeah, exactly. It always has been. And that's nice.
Yeah.
So, but if they may be dicks.
Why don't we build a gaming PC for you?
Because I don't want to. I like my small little console, my portableness, and
sure. These things are nice.
Yeah, I know, and I would have no problem dropping the infinite amount of money for endless entertainment.
Under a thousand.
I know, but still, it's
and you'll never have to buy a console again.
But I will nowadays. Have to worry about people being around it.
You what?
I will have to worry about people being around it.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's hard. Because I like the dog moves too close to one of the cords. I'm like, no! It cannot be broken! This is the mecca.
I mean, especially with today's technology, you don't even need a monitor anymore. You can use your damn TV.
Yes. And that's 100% true.
One of the, although, then again, these controllers might become collector's items.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I use the wired. I think they're better. I think they're superior controllers. It's and nice they're like $50 less.
Oh, yeah.
That's Wolverine. R2 Wolverine. It's the elite version of the wired controller. It is just the best controller I've ever played with. Anytime I see them on Mac auctions, I've been on them just to try and get them. Like, because when it breaks, I always want a spare.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love that controller.
And get them while you can.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got the heft to it. Like, it actually has heft to it. It's not light. And that thing, yeah, it's badass, right?
Actually feels heavier on the right than it does on the left.
It does. It's weird. I agree with that. All right, so that was a really long, rambling fan traction. Let's get into the talking point.
Yeah, just do stuff.
All right, let's do stuff. That's my, daily mantra.
Hurry up before I challenge Edge.
Adam Copeland will fight you.
I will fight him.
He will fight anybody.
I will
right
win.
Now. Anybody challenging him.
Horrible Gaming Podcast.
Brings us to our talking point today, guys. It was a nice segue because you brought it back to wrestling. We're talking WWE 2K24. I know this is not going to be a topic that a lot of my listeners love, so bear with me because I like to rant about this game. So right off the bat, we're going to touch on the GM mode because that's what I care about. I only play these games. Can I tell you, I got over 180 hours in 2K23.
That's it?
I do not know how to play the game. Like, I don't know how to actually start a match with a wrestler and, like, wrestle.
But GM kind of reflects that, too.
What?
GM mode kind of reflects that, too.
Reflects what?
Dude, you don't know how to play the game.
Can you save your taunts for actual OMGM? Jeez. that's what he's talking about. We have a show, OMGM. We'll plug it repeatedly. But we book against each other on this channel.
GM mode is fun.
It's very fun.
Let's go back for just a quick second.
Sure.
When did it start? When did we fall in love for GM mode?
You and I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the OG then. SmackDown versus Raw 07.
Yeah. If I'm correct, that was on PlayStation 2, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
And a lot has changed since then. And it does keep getting better.
Yeah.
And if they're doing what... Wow.
That's mine. Turtle Power. Power.
If they do what they're going to say, and hopefully it reflects in GM mode as well as the actual game, it's going to be fantastic. I'm excited for the new match types, the new GMs, the new brands. I mean, who knows what new cards they're going to throw in as well.
Here's the thing. Here's what I find truly interesting about GM mode is, so if you track GM mode, the first GM mode that ever came out was 07.
Mm-hmm.
It was perfect for the time. I would say.
Yeah, it was pretty simple, I'd say.
It was pretty simple, but it also had a lot of complication. Like, you were in charge of contract negotiations. You could make trades, you know, like...
Technically, there was still the stamina system.
There was a rivalry system that it was a little bit different, you know. It was the stamina system. But they didn't have the superstar value, the class system, or any of that.
Yeah, class system still one of those iffy things.
Everybody hates the class system but me.
It's not that I hate it, but I don't like it.
What I find interesting, though, is when you had 2008s, and it was so overbloated and complicated, no one could play it. Like, it would take you, like, 2 to 3 hours to book one show. Do you remember trying to play that with me?
Vaguely.
Because we were really excited for it, and then you had control of, like, Raw had control of also Sunday Heat.
Yeah.
And then SmackDown had control of, like,
Saturday,
ECW or something like that. And then, like, so you had, like, two shows you were in charge of. And every, like, it was really in-depth. It would take us an hour to book a show each. Which is something that has always made me nervous for this incarnation. For us. Because I'm afraid that it'll get too complicated to where... Because our shows are already 1 to 2 hours long. I don't want to be doing a fucking 4-hour show every time we sit down.
Well, some of that's on us, though.
But this is true. But what's interesting is then they come out with 2K22, bare bones simple mode. We played it. Yep. Like, you can only have one-on-one matches. It's our first season of OMGM.
No triple threat title match.
No triple threat. You couldn't even have triple threats in the original GM mode. That was still fun for us, but what I find interesting is each one of the modes that come out make it more like the original thing. So let's take it back. Let's talk about actual 2K24 and what's coming out. 2K24 got announced. There was tidbits about stuff. They've also already had some live plays and some preview plays, which I've watched, for the new match types. There are some things.
Nothing guaranteed for GM mode.
There is a couple of things guaranteed from this. I'm going to read
in the game.
I'm going to read their features on their direct website. So this stuff is stuff that should be there. And I do want to also say to everybody out there, right off the bat, you could see Tyler Breeze. So I'm sure he'll be returning as a GM, but nobody thought he wasn't. But behind him, you can actually see the ECW logo, which was a big requested thing that ECW be added. I don't know why ECW was in it.
And if you actually also look carefully, right above it is WCW.
Yes, I'm sure WCW will be back. People really liked that was there in the first place. But they also own the rights to ECW, so why wasn't ECW in there in the first place?
Yeah.
They also could do some other stuff, man. They've got all the rights to the old territory stuff, like Rocky Mountain Wrestling and stuff. Let's put in some classics. I think that would be really cool. But we don't have any.
It'd be a good DLC. Right? I think it'd be a good DLC just to mix it up.
So let's. Well, and the DLCs never have anything to do with GM.
No.
Ever. It's just wrestlers. That's how they roll.
Or that one mode you talked about.
Huh?
My Faction or whatever?
My Faction comes out with the game.
Yeah. But I'm sure they updated that.
Oh, they update that, yeah, because that's their microtransaction fuckfest. So here's the actual blurb on their website. Run the show in my GM. Assume the role of general manager and draft an elite roster of WWE superstars so you can start producing larger-than-life shows in my GM mode. Make executive decisions by trading superstars, offering contracts, and doing whatever it takes to best more rival GMs and brands than ever before. I also want to add in a couple of other things. There was a couple of questions asked to the developers when they first announced all of the game stuff about GM mode. One of them was the internet play.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have it. It is a bummer.
Oh,
so
still no
it's
multiplayer
still local.
Online.
You're still going to be coming to my house. Like,
I'm
that's
cool
how
with that. I like that.
I don't mind it either. I think it's good for the show. But
it's
like,
easy for me.
Like, it'd be nice, like our buddy Asylum, who we fake in the game, basically. We made a character, a hardcore character. I would have fun with him too. He's off quite a few Fridays, but the problem sometimes. I mean, we schedule these so far in advance that we could easily make that work.
Yeah,
but I don't think he could come over here.
Well,
so
honestly,
like,
it's not even that. Even just being able to play that outside of any type of show, just to play,
just to have fun,
just to
yeah. Like, you and I would probably be playing this normally if we could.
Yeah, at least now and again. I mean, when there's nothing else we're playing or trying.
Well, and the thing is if you did it, like, if you did it 9 concurrently, like, no time limit, like, oh, it's my turn to book a show, I book a show, and then I just leave
like
it until you...
Match.
Yeah,
that'd
like
cool.
A chess match. Like, I don't
that'd
know
be
why.
Complicated, I think, but that'd be cool.
But they don't have internet yet. There's no way to do it internet-wise yet.
Also, not even consoles can do it then.
Mm-mm.
That's probably coding. Probably a bitch.
Well, and they have said that, like, their big issues with a lot of this stuff is they have to do it annually. And that brings me back to my hatred of annual franchises. Annual franchises shouldn't exist. First of all, 2K23 was one of their best games ever. Just put out 2K23 and then update it every year. Make it a paid DLC once a year, another $20, and then you add the stuff that you would have added to the whole new game. Because this is just 2K23 with more features. In any case, that whole debate aside, I think we're definitely going to get at least ECW.
Yep.
They've also obviously confirmed that we're going to get more GMs. So there'll be more selections for GMs. Not that we ever play with them.
Don't need to. Wow. Hopefully.
Personally, I wish they would allow us to make our created characters have individual powers from the GMs.
Yeah, if you could just pick your own power.
Yeah, instead of just having that standard created character
attached to the brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you get a brand one and you get a character one, but we get the same character one because we're created characters. So we're going to get those two things. I think the big news here is the trades and the offer contracts.
Yes, potentially.
Yeah, because to me, right off the bat, trades is something people have been asking for a long time.
Yeah.
But offer contracts is very interesting.
I think so as well.
Because they've also said something about talent scouts not here, which but in weird. Other place. So the way they make it sound, and this at this point is conjecture, is that you will be able to send out your talent scouts to, like, I will be able to send my talent scouts to your show and, like, be like, is this person potentially interested in jumping brands and possibly steal?
And I could see that if you were, like, if you send out your talent scout, I mean, it sucks that we're on the same screen, so I can see the happiness of your people. But that would make sense. You send him out, he finds the unhappy people.
Right.
Like, hey, this guy might jump ship for, you know, 10 grand.
Right.
Oh. Which leads me to, actually, I think it would be awesome, too, if they were to add in a GM card. Like, you know how we play Veto Superstars, Veto this, Veto that. How about a Veto GM to where, like, the order of the match card gets just rearranged or something
similar. Yeah, that'd be really cool.
It messes up your show, but doesn't.
Messes up the arc, which
yes.
is such
which is a big thing.
The whole point of the game is that arc now. I think that what could be really cool, too, is they... And again, I don't know how in for this I am, but the world is. They have wanted a class system change for a long time, and there has been hints, not here, but in other places, that the class system has gotten a restructuring.
See, how do you do it and make not even the majority happy, just to make it reasonable?
Okay.
They'd be happy with.
So let me explain my problem with class system one more time here, for anybody listening, for specifically this. I don't love the class system. I want people to understand that because I understand where they come from. Their big problem is I want to put Gunther against, you know, Tajiri for my dream match, but Tajiri's a fighter, Gunther's a giant. They don't mesh up, so I don't get the scores that would come from such an awesome match. So you're restricting me from making these dream matches.
Which is rough.
Which is rough. I'm not disagreeing with that. My big problem, though, when I played the original 2007, and I had a huge problem with this. Jeremy didn't. But I had a huge problem with this where there's not enough stated guidelines on how to book your show in 2007. In 2007, it's like they don't tell you there's no superstar value. There's popularity. That's it.
Which was a big thing.
Which was, but you know there was other factors behind the screens that they're not telling you about. So you didn't have ways to book your show in a way that it makes it better. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the class system, to me, is another way, a concrete way, that I can book a better show than not.
Well, that's always subjective, though, because like your dream match of Gunther versus Tajiri.
I mean,
that's not everybody's dream match.
No, right.
No, but it's not everybody's dream match.
Well, and that's the problem.
And I get that. But I also don't want to be based off popularity. So, like,
right.
There does need to be a system in place
right.
to help you mesh. But maybe it's just the fact that they made it fighter versus...
My problem is it's
that
not...
That would still be a good match.
My problem is it's not versatile enough.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, there's something agreed. There, but it's not versatile agreed. Enough. Make me do a promo to change their thing. Make them be able to have two different ones. Something along those lines, like make it more versatile so that I can put those matches together that I want to see without necessarily being hampered.
See, and that's rough because I do like the fact that in 23 they did update it or whatever to have the specialist be less detrimental, right? The specialist kind of can fill in and you won't get such a big penalty for not meshing classes.
Yeah,
But
I beat hard mode with specialist core. That's
anybody
how I did it.
In the world would love to see two fighters go at it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's my problem.
Yeah. And there are plenty of fighters that you see them and you're like, I want to watch those two wrestle. And then you realize they're both fighters and you're like, ugh. Same with the Bruisers, though, or even the Giants. Well,
there's a lot of those that are like very similar
Big
names.
E. Big E. Big meaty men slapping man meat. That is one of the most used phrases in wrestling for the last like 3 years since the dude said it. That's all about Giants fighting Giants and just punching each other as hard as they can. I'd love to see that, but you can't do that. And yes, you can change their classes before you go in, which we have done on some of our wrestlers that we thought were a little bit different.
Not that I feel like that's cheating, I just feel that should not be necessary.
I think, here's what I think.
And you can't do it mid-season anyway.
I don't know what they're going to do. What I think they should do is they should make it more about the rivalry and less about the class.
Which would be good.
So the class...
Which is really what it comes down to.
I say leave the class in there. Class is fine. Leave the class in there. Because if you're just booking a one-off, right? I'm not expecting my one-off to be better than my rivalry matches. So I should be trying to book a fighter versus a bruiser or a cruiser versus a... But if you're booking a rivalry... I think you should be able to, instead of just like randomly the rivalries start or don't start,
yeah.
I think they should be able to, like, you should be able to pick a rivalry like a card. Be like, here's the rivalry. I want Gunther and Tajiri to be in this rivalry. And then if I book them together, I can continue that rivalry. And then that boosts the overall popularity depending on how I book the rivalry from there on out.
Or at the very least, maybe have rivalry supersede class. Because, you know, if you're going to have your opening show or middle, whatever, you know, where the lull is,
right.
And it's just two people who are just fighting to fight,
right.
You'd probably want to match them up. It makes a better show, which is fine.
Yeah.
But the rivalry thing I do like, because you think about it, back in almost all the other days, not so much now, but like Randy Orton, John Cena.
Right.
Randy's probably, what, a specialist, maybe? What would you call him?
Randy is a fighter in the game.
Is he?
Okay. Standard-wise, he's a fighter.
So the Cena would be, what, a bruiser?
I think so.
Technically don't mesh, right?
So, yeah.
Well, nobody gives a shit when you kick John Cena's dad in the head. People are going to want to watch this revenge.
Right. I totally agree.
So it's like, all right, I think I agree with you. I think rivalry should at least...
Right, make it more about the rivalry.
It could supersede it if you get above a two or something.
And can I just say, I hate the fact that rivalries randomly start. Like, I want to be able to start the rivalries. I don't want them to be able to be like... They are. I mean, there's a high percentage. If they're not in a rivalry, you put them together, and they're the right class, you're probably going to get a rivalry. I can't count the number of shows, though. I booked for rivalries, and then no rivalries pop. And I'm like...
That actually makes sense. That's realistic programming right there.
You think?
All right, I'm going to take you back again. I know, I'm sorry, I don't modernize with too much stuff, and they've probably done it again, but WWE.
Okay.
You remember when Triple H stole Stephanie from Test? Does everybody remember Test? Yeah, they were going to get married?
I remember.
And then he just kind of disappeared. Didn't care.
I'm Pepperidge Farms.
He's like, okay, you can have her, I'm just going to go off and lose.
I'm just getting texts everywhere. Everywhere the texties. Yeah.
They got a cream for that.
Yeah, I mean, or the Vince McMahon thing where he was the higher power, and you're like, didn't he have somebody lock her in a basement and spit blood all over her face?
I think so.
So if he's the higher power, he kidnapped his own daughter?
I mean, it's just one of those things where, poof, like, there should be a rivalry there.
Yeah.
But Tess never got anything, I don't think.
Or give us cards to make rivalries. Give us some way to control the rivalries a little bit better. And I don't mind them randomly building, but at least let us start it, you know?
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's where it is, right? I also think they should get rid of the submission match extra, and they should make it that if you put two people together as a rivalry in the pay-per-view, it resolves regardless of their level. And that is just how much stars you get. So I can resolve level one rivalries at a pay-per-view and just get them done. I think that's the way they should do it. But... We're getting into what we want territory, not what it is. I think that, like...
Well, I mean, they have updated, and you've told me, and I have seen that they've added new matches, which we don't know if they're in GM mode, right?
Well, and that's another big question that I want to throw to you, because a lot of people are speculating that we're going to get six-man matches in GM mode.
Yes, I've heard that.
And I don't know if it's possible. And this was something I was discussing with somebody. I think it was actually Johnny. Because everybody's like, six-man matches. We need six-man matches in GM mode. I want you to think about the economy of the game that we're playing and how many wrestlers we have right now.
Yes. Yeah.
How could you do a six-man match? Six-man, like a four-man match literally guts my freaking roster.
Yeah, but I would say if you're doing your job by WrestleMania, you could potentially do a six-man match.
Yeah, but you don't have enough people to fill it, is what I'm saying. Like, everything's on a smaller scale in GM mode, everybody.
You have to buy more.
Like, it's four matches for the normal shows, five matches for pay-per-views. So, like, you're talking about rosters of, like, eight, maybe 12, like, men or women.
Which is fair.
And they can't wrestle each other.
But they also said six-man matches. I mean, hell, it could be three tag teams. Triple threat tag team.
Mm.
Six-man match, technically.
Yeah, that's true. Still, You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, no, like, I get you. I thought the exact same thing.
Like, the economy of it is really rough.
Because if they were going to do something like that, I would give up the six-man, you know, if it was singles, I'd give up the six-man for some type of a rumble.
Yeah. I'd give up the six-man for more match types, too. Like, yes. Like yes. We, so we've got...
That we can watch.
Yes. Why can't we watch backstage brawls, guys? Why yeah. can't we?
Seriously.
It's the weirdest thing. In GM mode, for people who don't play it, you can spectate your matches as long as you don't have... And this is another thing I'm sick of. I want to watch the match if I put interference in.
Yeah.
Like, why not? You're going to have the wrestler come out anyway. And potentially, it's programmed.
And potentially it could go the other way anyway, right? Right. Even if there's interference, it doesn't mean they're going to win.
Right.
And make that clearer.
Yeah. Like,
he's interfering against this person.
I want to be able to spectate all the matches, not just a little. Ooh. I want to be able to spectate the computer matches, which they don't let you do. And for whatever fucking insane reason, they don't let you spectate the backstage brawls when you book it.
Yeah,
which is bullshit, because it's the most expensive thing to book. It's $90,000 yes. to book yes. a backstage brawl. And they don't let you watch the damn thing. So, we definitely need that. I would like, I've got a couple of personals that I want to throw out there before we look at some, I want to look at some of the other features they announced just on the wrestling side because it'll still kind of influence the GM mode. I really want them to add, they're never going to add intergender as much as I want it, but I want some mixed match stuff. Like girl, guy, mixed match tag.
Gotcha. Yeah, they'd have to code it so that, you know, you couldn't get one with the other, I'm sure. You know what I mean?
But that's not that hard. Like, that's not hard. And even if you... Just let them fight, guys. It's wrestling. It's so
been done so long ago.
First of all, I'm totally a dude on the equality train. You know that. Like, ladies just have different downstairs parts. That's it. That's the only difference between them. I watched Jordynne Grace do a frickin' powerbomb to Bubba Ray Dudley. I'm done. Like, we're the same. It's fine. You just have more fun things to look at. Like, that's it.
In your opinion.
In my opinion. Exactly. In my opinion.
Don't offend anybody.
I'm sure I'll offend. I'm sure I've offended people before, but...
I'm going to offend Edge.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Wrestling, like, even if you're somebody who's like, men should never fight women, you know, somebody like that, wrestling is predetermined. It's predetermined. It's not real. It's a show. We've all known that for years. Who gives a shit? The guy isn't really beating on the girl. The girl isn't really beating on the guy. Just let him wrestle. Like, it's the idea. Rey Mysterio won the World Heavyweight Championship in a triple threat match against Randy Orton and Kurt Angle. Rey Mysterio is 5'3". Why can't women who... Rhea Ripley is well bigger than Rey Mysterio. I don't think there's a man out there that I don't think Rhea Ripley could kick the shit out of. Why are we doing this? Like, you're going to beat up Rhea Ripley?
No, I'm going to let her beat me up.
That's what I'm saying. There's no man that she couldn't beat up.
Yeah, but I'm letting her, though.
Okay, okay.
What
I'm saying is, it's so silly in a video game to restrict it when they're not even real there. It's just dumb.
Because
just let us play the way we want to.
It's promoting whatever.
But it's not even, like...
I know.
No one
they
needs
promote
that
it.
Anymore. Yeah, it's so stupid.
Chris Jericho versus China.
No one needs that shit anymore. Yeah, yeah.
It
yeah.
gets promoted.
So I would like to just see that at least get us some mixed gender things. And I'd also like control over the titles.
Or do a test panel. The titles of the pay-per-view?
Of the show.
What do you mean?
I'd like control over the titles of the show. So, like, ECW rolls around, I get to control what belts are ECW's belts. Like, you have to have a big one, a world heavyweight.
Yeah.
You have to have a workhorse.
Yeah.
You have to have a tag or whatever, and then you have to have a ladies tag, and then a ladies world.
Okay.
But I want to be able to control that. And I also want to be able to, like, if I want a workhorse for the ladies,
yeah,
give me a workhorse for the ladies, you know? Like, I want to be able to control what belts are in what slots. If I want to put a created belt in there, you know?
Which
I want to do
that at one point.
Oh, they
Maybe
still
that
have
was
it.
Nintendo, wasn't it?
They still have it. Well, you can't put it in GM mode.
Yeah, yeah, I know that. Yeah. I figured that.
But. In universe mode, I can literally create any brand, titles down, and just play that universe mode.
Ooh, I like that. Titles down wrestling. TDW. Your entire roster. Everybody has a belt. It's just a matter of which one's the best.
Everybody has a belt. What if you could lose the belts, and then it's whoever has the most belts. Just one guy's just like ching, ching, ching down in the ring. Okay, all right. Well, I think we've covered most of GMO. Anything you want to add?
Not really. I mean, I haven't looked up too much, but I've, you know, just heard those tidbits, and once again, it's still not really solidified. Because everybody wants to play the core game.
Yeah, that exactly. We are the last people to
get
news.
How about that? How about they just take an offshoot and make 2K a wrestling game?
Yes!
And they actually just make a GM
game. Yes! I've been asking this forever, man. Forever. I want that so bad. I want a game just devoted to GM mode. Give me a whole team of people, and that will be just the greatest experience. You could have online. You could put together your own shows with other people. Have leaderboards. Oh, my God. I'd never play anything else. I'd be done with gaming. I would just play GM mode all the time. The other thing... The thing that I would give up six for is for these new match types that they've been talking about, the four-way backstage brawls and the ambulance match, the casket match. Yes. No Buried Alive.
Oh, it was
ambulance and casket, and then gauntlet. Those to be inserted into GM mode.
Maybe a Survivor Series.
I would love a Survivor Series.
That'd be neat. They don't have any elimination type tags.
I've been saying this forever. Here's what I really want. My absolute dream is I like the 5-month season. I do. With the 25 weeks. But I think that your middle show, the third pay-per-view, right, should be a random cross-promotional show. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, I forgot we did talk about
where you have,
that.
Like, your the main event of that show is locked, and it's an event where you put your wrestlers in. But it's both shows.
Mine, you choose yours, and we could actually...
And it could either be Survivor Series, Money in the Bank, Royal Rumble.
And I don't want to have to watch it, but I would like the option to watch it.
Yes, yeah. And that would be
awesome.
Amazing. Amazing. All right, well, we've talked about GM mode. I do want to talk about a couple other features of 2K24 that really stood out to me. Because I watched somebody play the ambulance match.
Oh, yeah?
It actually looks really fun.
Really?
Cool. Yeah, it's surprising. Like, they drive the ambulance down. Yeah. You can wrestle on top of the ambulance.
Of course.
Throw people off the ambulance. Yeah. Then they have this mini game where you're throwing them into the ambulance because you have to shut the doors.
Of course.
So, like, you go to shut the doors and they're fighting with you the whole way. And then if you push them in with that, you have to push the other doors. And then they got it. So it's this, like...
Classic mini game.
Yeah.
Which is kind of realistic.
Yeah.
Which I would like to see them take something like that and make alternate scenarios.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to see that every single time. I mean, I know
right.
that's what it's going to be. And
I agree.
It's probably hard to do, but...
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the casket match is going
to
be.
You did mention something to me last week about them being able to throw weapons.
I was saving that to the end. You have to watch some of the footage of this. So in 2K24, you'll be able to just hurl your weapon at your opponents. It is never not funny.
I thought they had
never.
It before.
There was one people I saw playing it. They were playing the backstage brawl.
Okay.
And it only, like, you can have four players in the backstage brawl, but if you have one and three computers, it just focuses on the player.
Uh-huh.
And they can just walk over here and fight. You'll see little icons because you know where they are.
Gotcha.
So, like, dude's playing Randy Orton, he's beating somebody down, and just from off camera, you cannot even see the other wrestler. You just see a trash can come flying into the camera and hit him in the back of the head. I was like, this is amazing! There's another scene where they had Kevin Owens pick up a sledgehammer and just throw it into Undertaker's face. And it just, like, goes down. Like, the throwing weapons. You can throw it at them while they're on the ground. Like, if they're on the ground, you could just hurl the steps onto them.
Oh, God. Like,
I cannot wait to watch the AIs do that to each other.
You know, that does bring up something I would love to see in future points. Tables.
Yeah.
You can set them up, right?
Yeah.
Why can't you set up chairs?
Yeah.
Why can't you take a trash can
Agreed.
And put it over the person?
Agreed. Agreed. Totally agreed.
Weapon setup.
I have no problem with that. The other feature that I did want to talk about, though, is they have added these mini games that I think will make watching the shows really fun.
Mini games.
Yeah, like trading chops and trading punches and stuff. There's like this mini game where you can instigate it now, and you'll be like, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. And then it's like a three strikes and you're out thing, and then one will get the
upper edge
over the other. And look really cool. They look really cool. I watched some footage of them. I think they will be. They will make the watching the matches really fun.
Are they going
to
work that into GM mode and or viewing mode?
It's going to be
or
in the
play.
It's going to be in the play mode. So like, if you're watching a match, that's going to be... It really depends on how much the AI decides to do it, but I'm going to assume they decide to do it regularly because...
Or at least at the start or something, or maybe mid.
So I think that'll make it a lot more fun to look at. The other thing that I wanted to say, I cannot remember. Oh, nice little pause there.
Oh, I do love
them. Oh, the camera angles. They changed the camera.
Oh, did they?
You can actually control the camera angles when spectating.
Oh, that's true. So you can see switch around. The cage?
You can, like, pause it and switch around on different things. You that's can weird. Center on people. You can also switch the camera now so that it sees the ramp, like old school.
Oh.
Old school, no mercy view.
What about the ref's point of view? Feel like a ref. That
just Randy another. Hitting him. That's all it is.
There's another game for it. Oh my god, yeah. We had some matches where the ref got hit a lot.
The episode that came out on Thursday was an episode called That's Randy, where we started doing the That's Randy. Yeah. And we started doing the That's Randy because he just keeps ending the ref, who is a girl. So he's just like, he drops on the back of her head.
Gotcha, WWE.
You actually say that in the episode.
What?
You're like, see? They can fight each other. There is intergender fighting.
My memory.
Randy's just beating the crap out of her. There was a point where he just turns found around for no reason and clotheslines her.
So, you know what? I gotta say, just like Malcolm, gamers, find a way.
Yes. Yes. I like that you have two references now that are extremely dated. OG, Jurassic Park, and EA is in the game.
No, it's OMGM. All right. In the H!
We're going to do newsy bits. I don't have a ton of them this week. I actually only have one, and that is I got into the Skull and Bones. Well, I didn't get in, but I'm playing the Skull and Bones open beta, and I can actually talk about it without doing the weird maybe I got in thing. So we'll talk about that for a second, and then we'll wrap up the show.
Horrible Gaming Podcast.
All right, we're back. Newsy bits. I don't think I actually have any actual, like, qualifying, quantitated newsy bits. I just totally had a brain fart because my wife was texting me about wrestling, and that almost never happens. It's got to be something legal then. if she's texting me and something legal. She was the most active about wrestling on the day that the scandal with Vince came out.
Oh. Newsy bits.
So, newsy bits. Skull and Bones. Oh, I do have one.
Oh.
Oh, the Avowed Combat. So, we've been talking about this. Avowed is the Obsidian game. Yeah. So, Avowed showed at the Xbox Developer Direct, right? And they showed off... I ranted about it because it was like it was one of these things where they trot out the developers who don't know how to talk in front of a camera and they put them in the weirdest outfits and then they have them like tell you about a very standard feature like they're the first.
It has pause.
Yeah, exactly. They were showing combat. They're like, you can seamlessly switch between loadouts during combat. I'm like, I could switch my weapons? That's
awesome.
I'm pretty sure I could switch my weapons in any game ever made.
Sometimes you gotta go back to town.
So, what's weird about Avowed, which you probably don't know about because you don't follow it as much, is after that show, they've been just doing weird damage control on it. So, like, then people were like, you know, we noticed that you can't play any other races. Like, we didn't see any other races or character creation. They're like, well, you can only play human or elves in this fantasy game.
Oh, that's
like,
shitty.
Right. It gets worse, though. Then they're like, hey, we noticed you didn't show off any, like, romance options with your companions. That's a big thing now. Can you romance your companions? No, you can't romance your companions. So they're in this weird position, which part of me is like, good. They're not getting our hopes up because that's a big problem with games is overhype.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everything can happen. And then you play it and it's just, no, it can't. It's just a shooter.
Yeah, you can't even pause.
Right. So part of me is like that, but the other part of me is like, I don't want to play this game anymore. Well, so they recently did it again because, again, the community was like, after watching your developer direct, your combat looks weak. And they were like, don't worry. The combat you saw at the developer direct was already out of date. And I'm like, why are you showing it? What is happening, Avowed? What is happening with Obsidian? And we've talked about this where, like, Xbox, Company A gets good. Xbox buys Company A. Company A immediately starts making shitty products. We don't understand it. Like, it's weird. It's weird. Yeah, because they're all owned by Xbox now. Like, Xbox buys it, and then they release crap.
Maybe they have them locked in a room somewhere. Make games!
I think they do. But, like, it's very strange. It's very strange.
Or they pay them too much, and they just don't give a shit.
And I don't know what to do about it, because, like, I appreciate that, like, and it's just one woman that's, like, was on the Developer Direct, and this poor girl just goes on every show, and they're like, why does this suck? And they're like, it's fine. Everything's, like, it's per person. But, like, I have a theory about it, because me and Neil were comparing it to Outer Worlds, the same company, and kind of same thing. Like, Outer Worlds was the not Fallout Fallout.
Yeah.
And that's how everybody looked at it. But Outer Worlds, people were just excited about it nonstop till it came out. Like, everything they showed, great.
Yeah, and I heard it was solid, right?
Oh, it's amazing. It's okay. An amazing game. Love it. Love it.
I eyeballed it, but I was like,
It was my game of the year it came out, without a doubt. That being said, though, I think it's the fantasy element. I was really thinking about it, and I think it's the fantasy element. I think with fantasy, people expect more. Because if you look at Outer Worlds, you can't romance any of the companions in Outer Worlds. You can only play a human in Outer Worlds.
It's a nice option.
I'm not saying it's not a nice, but of course it's a nice option. I love to have characters fucking games. I do.
Yeah, but I like when they don't make you. I don't mind. I guess that was a Baldur's Gate 3 problem. Like, there's sometimes you'll just, like, offend somebody because you don't want to fuck them.
Yes, that is.
And that's
100%.
Weird. Why are there no plutonic friendships? But anyway.
You can make them work. I actually had a plutonic friendship with Asterion, who is the most sexually charged character in the entire
game.
But
is it just as good?
But I thought so. I thought my relationship with Asterion was really good.
I mean, like, he liked you just...
Still, though, there's plenty of, in the beginning, like, hey, do you want to fuck? No. Hey, do you want to fuck? No.
That's the other hanging from the fucking great...
Can I bite you? No. Please, no. There was a moment in my game with Halcyon the Druid. That's the one that turns into the bear while you're...
Yes.
There's a moment where you're at a party with him, and one of the options for talking to him is, hey, do you want to get a drink with me?
Yeah.
I said, hey, do you want to get a drink with me? And he was like, oh. And he just immediately, I was like, whoa. I wasn't asking like date. And then he's like, oh, you didn't want to date me? And I'm just like,
thirsty.
I was just thirsty. Were you thirsty? Can we be thirsty together? I'm romancing Karlach. I want nothing to do with you.
I just gotta say, whoever wrote some of that stuff must have had or did not have very strange relationships.
Yeah, Phil had the same experience. Personally, I think that's so easily correctable by just putting next to the options in the talk box a little parenthesis that says ROM. This is a romance option. Just put that there. And then nobody will make that, and I think the game would be fine without it, honestly.
Yes and no, because I maybe at a certain level or something, because it'd be kind of fun at the same time not knowing if someone's trying to romance you. You know what I mean? Like the idiot guy who doesn't get the chicks into him.
Well, and that's the thing. You can still put that in there and have your romance options, because the romance option is whether you're pushing it or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's what you're saying. Oh, yeah. I see.
It's your...
Let's have a drink.
Right. But it would be parentheses romance. So if you put this, you're trying to ask him out on a date.
Gotcha.
There's another thing with Gale, which is the wizard. And, like, Phil likes the character of Gale, but Gale at one point goes, you want me to show you some magic? And, like, it's one of those, like, no, baby, you're doing it all wrong. He gets up behind him, and he's like, what is happening? And I think all of this is solved if you just let people know in the top. And what's bothering is they already have those brackets. Those brackets that tell you, hey, this is a skill check, or hey, this is a hostile action. Just put it in for romance. It's it. Everything's fine. Nobody has a problem from there on out.
Back to Avowed.
Yeah, so Avowed, I think the big problem is when people saw Outer Worlds, they were expecting, a non-Fallout Fallout.
Yeah.
But Fallout doesn't have that much to it. It's got the ghouls, but other than that, it's just humans.
Well, I forget what game it was. It was like that RTS where you could make people and you can combine all kinds of races. Mm-hmm. Why don't they have that for... Like about.
You know, yeah,
it's
exactly.
A medieval fantasy.
Well, and they said
everything.
The first person, they would have a hard time with, like, the hitboxing and stuff like that was one of the reasons they did it. I think the truly big problem is when somebody hears the word fantasy game, they just expect more options. They expect more options of player, they expect more options of romance, they expect more options of where you can go and what you can do, and they're trying to make a fantasy version of Outer Worlds, and it's just not working out, because Outer Worlds Nobody was expecting that. Outer Worlds was just like, oh, look at all the cool stuff. See, it's going to be better than Fallout.
Now, me personally, if you tell me Fantasy World, my immediate thoughts go to the world itself. I just picture myself as a human, but I'm exploring all these things.
Oh, okay.
All kinds of races, yeah. All kinds of whatever. But if that's not even in the game, it's like...
Right. Right, exactly. What I know they have... I think they have other races in the game, but, like, you can't play them, so...
Which sucks, but...
I don't know. It's very interesting. I think I think that my theory is people just expect more when they hear the word fantasy. They just expect more options, you know?
And no, you do. Because I immediately go to all kinds of magics and, you know, cool armor right. and gear and blah, blah, blah.
Because I'm just trying to figure out why they're doing so much damage control on Avowed when Outer Worlds released the same amount of, like, information, and Outer Worlds was just nothing but, this game is going to be cool. While Avowed is like, why isn't this in here? Why isn't this in here? And they're like, ah, I'm sorry. You know, I feel like it's the fantasy element. I really do. I'm in the Skull and Bones open beta.
Oh, man.
Fun stuff. So, I'm playing it. You can play it, right? Well, you can't. By the time this comes out, it will be over. Actually, by the time this comes out, I think the game will be out.
Yeah, probably. Maybe you could play it.
No, it comes out on the 16th. Well, it'll be... if you want to buy the premium edition, you can get the 3 days of early access bullshit. Again, I really like it. I think I'm actually going to buy it.
Really?
My review will be mostly positive of the gameplay. Yes. Okay, so here's the thing. And I forget why we were actually going to talk about this specifically.
It was just supposed to be a news tidbit.
Yeah, but there was something specifically that I wanted to go into on it. But it should be a discounted title or a free-to-play title. Yeah. At the end of the day, and that is what I've been saying for a while, it has a roadmap. It has already a premium currency, which is the gold or the doubloons or whatever.
Okay.
It plays like a game of service. Like, it's one of those, here's a hub, now talk to these people, collect okay. this thing, go out and do the thing, you know what I mean? And then it's like, grind out your next ship, grind out this. It is very, like, very Destiny in
okay.
In, like, every bit of dialogue you could skip. You don't need to read it. You don't, because the minute you see the mission, you know exactly what you're supposed to do, and then the guy will start talking, yeah, I don't care. And that they've got to say their infamy like 37 times or their certain terms. But the gameplay, the core gameplay is the ship combat and the exploration. Really good. They do it really good.
What do you mean by exploration? Is there exploration?
Yes, a lot of it. The map is really big. Like, it's the but entire Indian
Ocean. You're on your ship most of the time, right?
Yes. Hmm. Well, here's the thing. So you sail around your ship, mm-hmm. right? And you can find things. You can find settlements that you can plunder. Or trade with.
Okay.
But there's also outposts all over the place. And then you get out of your ship and you can look around, you can talk to people. And what's really interesting, and one of the things that I really like that they did in this, is so to craft anything in the game, cannons, ship parts, ships, whatever, you need a blueprint, right?
Oh.
But the blueprints are not all just sold in the main hub island. You have to, like, sail around. And, like, meet people who have those blueprints. So, like, it encourages exploration in a really cool way. Last night, I actually streamed it. For you guys, it'll be probably, like, last week. I actually streamed an hour and a half of it. And at one point, I just got on the ship and just, let's see what's over here. And just went to outposts and randomly talked to people. And they do a really good job of, like... There's some things about this game that they're bringing to live service that is good. Like, it's new, it's a fresh idea, and it's a more evolved way of doing things instead of your average Destiny, like, go to the tower, collect the 6 missions, go on a night strike, go to the tower, collect it, you know what I mean?
How was the combat?
Combat's great. Combat is easily the best part of the game. The ship-to-ship combat is stellar. They even corrected the boarding, which was a lot big issue with everybody, and probably one of my issues.
How does that work?
So... The original boarding in the closed beta, you'd charge up a meter as you're shooting them.
Okay.
And then you'd have to get close, and you hit the boarding, lame. You board, it's done, right? Oh. Wait, there's no combat, so, like, boarding is still just, you board, it's done.
Oh.
But now you have to actually get close and hit them. Like, you'll shoot out, like, 5 or 6 grappling hooks,
mm-hmm.
and you actually have to hit them. But the boarding, but you only have to damage them way less to actually get the boarding. Because the big problem in the closed beta was you couldn't board. There's so many missions that you needed to board, but you couldn't get that bar charged up without blowing them to shit.
Oh.
So, like, you'd have them down, and you'd be like, I got a board, and you hit the cannon once, or they'd run into a rock, and they just explode. Oh. So, like, now you get them halfway, you can board, but you got to get up really close to them and hit them with a grappling hook.
See, I kind of don't like that.
Why?
There's an older game called Pirates of the Caribbean. Had nothing to do with the movies. It was on the Xbox.
I remember.
And you actually had a crew.
Because it was actually supposed to be Mad Dogs or something like that. I don't know. And they
great game. Glitchy as fuck. Yeah. But you would board, just the whole same thing, but you could board like any time. You just grappling hook, pull together, boom. And then it popped up with a meter of crew versus crew while you fight your way down to the captain. If you can get to that captain and kill him before your crew is eliminated,
you win.
Ship's yours. And then you can decide what to do with the crew.
That's cool. That's kind of how Assassin's Creed did it. And even Sid Meier had kind of like that sword fight. But they can't do that in this because it's a PvP, PvE thing. So, like, everything has to be in real time. So you can't, like...
You could, though.
You couldn't, because if you, like, say you boarded, and then you went into some minigame for a sword fight, right?
Yeah.
But you've got three other guys out there fighting off four other guys. It takes you completely effectively out of the fight. Plus, they can't make you invisible, so that means the other cannons can shoot you. It's just not, it's not feasible in that kind of a multiplayer setting. Like, it'd be great if it was just a solo player. I just don't think they have the infrastructure there to do that in a multiplayer setting. And that's why, because the boarding is super fast, so that if you're fighting, because the plunder, the big missions, the plunder missions, and the other big missions, is supposed to be like you and four other ships taking out a bunch of other ships. If you're in that situation, you want it to be like, I boarded, hit the take all, got all the stuff, that ship sunk, I'm good to go. Otherwise, you're taking your ship effectively out of the fight while you're doing this minigame. Which, and what happens if somebody else just comes up and blows you to shit? So my ship,
which could happen though.
I'm not saying it could.
Realistic, or
I think for programming, it's super complex. Oh, I'm sure it is. There's just no way they could do that.
I'm sure it is, but I would say, or it also makes it so that you run with the crew. Like instead of you have a multiple ship fleet.
Yeah.
And then, like, okay, I'm a captain of my boat, you're captain of my boat, we're in a pirate gang together.
Yeah.
We roll up on a single boat, or in two doubles.
Oh, no. I think it would be cool, I just don't think they have the infrastructure.
Yeah, no, that I understand.
They definitely centered on the cannon fire combat. And honestly, the cannon fire combat is second to none. I don't think there's another game out there that has as good cannon fire combat stuff. Maybe Sailforth is close, it's an indie game, check that out. But I think it's right up there with some of the best combats ever.
Can you shoot yourself from a cannon?
No. Does not have the Sea of Thieves things. No. No, you cannot. But again, I think that there's a lot of microtransaction bullshit in this. The other thing, I think the people really wanted, like, a third person runner out, like, what you want, and that's not there. So I think people are going to be upset. And I think that they would be a lot less upset if you were only charging $20 for it.
That's true.
I think the fact that you're basically charging $70 for a games as service free-to-play game is a little bit ridiculous. Like, this is Destiny. Destiny's free-to-play now. Like,
and people
like, come on.
People who love the game, even if it's just basic core, even my new people, maybe even like myself, if it's free-to-play, but you can buy cool ship skins, mm-hmm. cool sails.
Oh, you can.
You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
All right, I'll toss a couple bucks, show some support, and get a cool-looking skin.
Right.
I get that.
Yeah.
But when you charge a full price and doing that,
it's obnoxious.
And then probably a fucking monthly subscription service too.
Yeah. I will say from my time in the closed beta, it's not nearly as grindy as it was. Oh. It used to be like the first 10 hours of the game is just like you cutting down wheat, like and trees and shit.
Don't you have people for that?
You're all of them. So you would sail your ship up to an island. Here's a forest. Then you have to do a mini game to cut down trees, which is still in there, but now, basically, after you get your first ship, you just start taking people out and get everything you need. Like, you don't need to... I think I maybe harvested, like, four times, and then...
See, that's where it's rough. That'd be, like, it'd be one of those games where I would love to start off with it being your third person, go where you want. All right, I'm a single broke captain. I'm in a little town. I'm gonna wait till those people go to sleep, I'm gonna jump on their ship, take their fucking gold,
well, that's really cool.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool. It doesn't work.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's really cool. You should try it, though. There's open beta this weekend. You can play it. It's free. It's free. I can play it with you.
Oh, is it cross?
Mm-hmm. Because it's all through Ubisoft Connect.
Oh,
so, like, you
would
be playing through with my Ubisoft Connect thing. So, like, it's completely cross-play. It's the one biggest bummer for me buying this game is I don't think any of my friends are going to play it, and it's a multiplayer game. So I'm going to be locked out of the high-level content because I don't know anybody. I'm not social enough to just walk around and be like, you want to be my friend?
Define multiplayer. What do you just sail together then?
Yeah, you sail together. You take on battles. They're going to have multiplayer modes events where you can fight each other. There's going to be events. There's also, like, big high-end sea captains that are going to change how the seas work.
Oh, like, that's neat. So it's kind of like a more serious Sea of Thieves.
It's really not. Like, it is because it's pirates and you're looting. But, like, Sea of Thieves has no progression.
Yeah.
There's no progression in Sea of Thieves. It's the biggest complaint about Sea of Thieves.
Skins.
Anything you buy is a skin. Nothing statistically makes you better than anybody else. With this game, you're statistically better than other people, without a doubt. Like you get stuff. You level up cannons. You level up ships. There is progression, character progression. Plus, Sea of Thieves was never really meant for the PvE aspect of it. Like, they have it, but it wasn't really designed that way in the first place. And that's why it's all skins, because they don't want to give one crew an unfair advantage over another crew. With this one, there's so much PvE stuff that your improvements you will feel against at least them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, I think, like, it's a fun game. It's just whether or not people are willing to spend $70 and then still deal with microtransactions is a real question.
Well, it's not terrible if it's $70 and the option of microtransactions. But if you need to buy things, that's what I can't get by.
I have not
earn it in game.
I'm still early in the game.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any. Well, I will say this. There are still certain clothes items you cannot purchase without spending money. You can't earn an in-game currency.
Clothes or whatever, but... Oh, really?
Like, you can't... From what I can see, you can't earn the gold doubloons in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, probably.
But the gold, nothing costs gold doubloons that's going to statistically change how your ship works.
And I'm okay with that.
Like, it's all cosmetic shit.
And I'm okay with that. That's
like,
fine.
Like, do you want a cat with a peg leg?
I would, like, and I would pay $5 for that. And I don't like cats, but that's fucking badass.
It does. It had a peg leg. I was looking through the pets because I just unlocked them last time. And I will say, one big fuck you to Skull and Bones. You don't have a parrot in there?
Really?
Come on! No parrot, no monkey. It's just a lemur and a fucking cat.
Lemur's cool.
Of course lemur's cool.
Actually, you know what I would love to have?
Huh.
Raccoon. That would be cool. That'd be cool. That'd be a big old fat pirate of the raccoon sitting up there and I feed him peanuts. We share. It'd be fantastic.
I have just imagined that in my head. Oh my god. Okay. I'm gonna call this episode Raccoon Peanuts. Alright, I think we've covered it. We're at an hour. Let's go to plugs and wrap this thing up.
Okay.
Horrible Gaming Podcast.
Alright, that brings us to the end of the show and the shameless self-promotion that comes with it. Jeremy, Grandpa Gamer. Thank you for doing this with me. I really appreciate you coming on, Phil and Neil. It was nice to talk wrestling and all the random stuff. You guys could see where we just bounced around. Sorry.
I mean, thanks. Thanks for having me, and thanks for letting me keep my clothes on.
What would you like to plug?
I would like to.
You can always keep your clothes
let
on.
Let the people
I prefer
know.
The clothes on.
OMGM. Watch it. It's fun. I mean, yeah, you can probably skip tidbits here and there, but we're eventually going to get into something stupid and fun. And it's wrestling. And even I still come back around to it now and again.
I'm going to double down. Don't skip anything. We will come to your house. And he will be naked.
Chummer!
No, it's a great show. OMGM, we just book against each other in WWE 2K23.
Correct.
And we are probably going to switch to 2K24 at some point, but 2K23 for the foreseeable
future.
Depends on
favor, release solidified answers for what the game will contain.
Yes. Well, then they will, because it'll come out. And we'll know definitively what's in there.
It still may be shady.
I'm sure
it will. This may be coming soon.
Remember when it first came out and you couldn't do triple threats and title matches?
God, that's so weird.
Just a bug in it. You couldn't do it.
Anyway.
As far as me, we got a lot of stuff on this channel, guys. I don't know. To plug it all would be a little bit ridiculous. But yeah, check out OMGM. Check out everything else we have to offer. We do Let's Plays. We do reviews. We also do...
Just check out Old Man Gaming. Cover it all.
Yeah. Oh, boom. We do tabletop role-playing game as well. Lots of streams and Let's Plays. We got a lot of podcasts coming out for that. Really, I do way too much work to not get paid for it, and I don't get paid for it. So I will see you guys next time. You can reach us on Facebook at OMGamingDH, on Twitter at OMGaming9. You can join our Discord. Links in the description below. Influences and all of our shows from there. And as long as you guys keep watching and listening, we'll keep making them. We'll see you guys next week. All right, pause. I like that this show is so random already. Like, no one's going to be able to follow. Like, we went from game... We went from, like, Rocky to the State of Play to Xbox Game Pass to Edge fighting you. No one's going to be able to track then. No one's going to be able to track. I don't know if you beat. Edge is... I love Edge because he looks like... A homeless man that's stacked.
Oh, yeah. He really does.
He really does. It's like it's the image he's going for. Like, he was like, you know what I'm going to do?
We got to change
I'm
going to
be as homeless as I possibly can, but I'm also going to look like a brick shit house.
He honestly kind of reminds me of, like, Finn Balor. But older.
Finn Balor's still too clean cut. Even with the beard, he's very clean. Like, Edge has the grab. Like, Edge could either kick my ass or I could find him outside the convention center
with a needle
for change.